This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New Hampshire governor, Republican governor Chris Sununu, has signed a bill that raises the minimum marriage age in New Hampshire to 16. Which makes us wonder what the hell was the minimum age before. Apparently state law had previously allowed girls to marry at the age of 13. And boys at the age of 14 with the permission of a judge. When he signed the measure, it was flanked by Girl Scout and activist Cassie Levesque. When he signed the measure, good for him. This is good. The current law prohibits marriage for anyone under the age of 16. Judges can approve marriages for those ages 16 or 17. Sununu praised Levesque for shedding light on the dangers of child marriage. The Southern New Hampshire University freshman earned the Girl Scouts Gold Award and was featured in Teen Vogue for her work on the issue. And then State Representative Jack Sully says that the law will help protect young people. Fascinating why people would be getting married at age 13, 14. I'm sure one question somebody has is, well, what if the 13-year-old gets pregnant? I believe when you're pregnant, then you're emancipated, I guess. But it's a shame that we even have the topic we're even discussing, how a 13-year-old girl could get pregnant. They can. I told you, one of the youngest girls I delivered was at 11. I hear somebody screaming in the delivery room, little girl. So I tell the nurses, I need somebody to get the girl out of there so I can deliver the mom. Because she can't watch the mom, labor. And I get in there, and the mom is sitting next to the bed holding this little girl's hand. And the little girl was sitting there on the, in the bed in labor. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was the easiest delivery I ever had. The baby came out really easily. But this little girl holding a teddy bear. So I guess younger people do get married and they do get pregnant and all that. But good for Sununu, making this law. It's crazy. I got an 18-year-old kid. If my 18-year-old kid even thought of marriage, I would smack him upside the head. And then I got a 15-and-a-half-year-old. Oh, my gosh, no. They still make farting sounds on purpose. They're not mature enough to get married. Marriage is tough, people. Marriage is a lot of work. We do, though, have a study saying that despite the stress and the in-laws and the lack of real good sex, marriage is good for the heart. Another study has found that people live longer and do better if they are married. Now, I know, the average husband, including my own, will say, no, I disagree. But according to the study, researchers found that married people were less likely to develop cardiovascular disease or die from heart attack or stroke than those who were single. Researchers examined data from 34 previous studies involving more than 10 million people. Overall, they found that adults who were divorced, widowed, or never married were 1.42 times more likely to develop cardiovascular disease and 1.16 times more likely to develop coronary artery disease. Unmarried people were also 1.43 times more likely to die from heart disease and 1.55 times more likely to die from strokes. Now, this report was in the journal Heart. Now, this study was not a controlled experiment. I mean, you can't have two groups of people, one get married, one not, watch their hearts over 40, 50 years and see what happens. usually what they have to do for a study like this is take a look and see who's had a heart attack, who's had a stroke, and how many of them were married at the time. You know? But interesting, what makes this study interesting is divorcees, or they call them divorcees, were at higher risk. Well, that's a little now counterintuitive. We're telling you that if you're married, you're going to live longer. So somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's logic. That's a no-brainer. Fine. If you're married, you live longer. If you're divorced, you're not in a marriage. No. But how many people that are married are happy? And happy in that marriage? I find the average married person miserable. I'm happy. I think my husband's miserable, but I'm happy. But I look around, and I don't see a lot of married people happy. Now, they make it work. They stick. Helps the kids. It's too much of a pain in the butt to go through a divorce. Many of them really don't want to date anybody else. If they did want to date somebody else, then, boy, that divorce ends up happening pretty quickly. But for those people, like, I'm really not into anybody else right now. I just, I'm fine. It's better for me to stay. Are we saying that those relationships are better on the heart? Now, somebody could say, well, no. It's a good marriage. A good marriage will help your heart. Okay, I believe that. Okay, define good marriage. Good relationship, good friendship, frequent sex. Not, you can have a good marriage without having a lot of sex. Good relationship with the in-laws. I've seen good marriages where people hate their in-laws. Good communication. We can always say that. Communication is a big word we throw around a lot. Okay, good communication. That works. But what I would say is the term I would use is a good partnership. Marriage is a partnership. And there's a lot of give and take. There's a lot of negotiating. There's a lot of compromises. But those who have made an excellent partnership are, I think, the ones that do the best. Now, I'm not saying these partnerships should be open. Nobody should be sleeping around. I don't think these partnerships should be, all right, well, I'm a senior partner and you're a junior partner. But if you have an equal partnership and everybody is happy with their role in the marriage, they're happy with, you know, their, responsibilities and their compromises, that marriage is going to last a very long time. So that's what I would say. 1-877-DAP-DALLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to the ultimate knife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all. We really do appreciate it. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I think we have Starbucks closing 150 stores next year. Now, Starbucks already has what, 6,000 locations? I don't remember. 8,000. I think they have 8,000 locations. And Starbucks has been in the news recently for the PR debacle where two men came in waiting for a meeting and held off buying anything. Maybe it's because in the meeting they were going to be bought some coffee or whatever. And when one needed to use a bathroom and was told it was only for paying customers, wouldn't buy anything and wouldn't leave. Police were called. They ended up being escorted out, arrested, and then it became an absolute mess for Starbucks. The manager who called the police because they wouldn't leave the premises when she asked gets fired, and then training, on-the-job training had to happen for employees to be more sensitive to people of race and issues, such as people coming in and wanting to use a bathroom without being paying customers. So Starbucks then took on the stance and the position that, all right, yeah, of course you could use our bathrooms. You could use our Wi-Fi, you could use our bathrooms, no problem. You could loiter, no, it's not, no worries. Go, that's fine, come in, our stores, we're fine. Because, again, they just could not have that PR debacle happen again. Well, now we're being told that they're going to close 150 poorly performing company-operated stores. This is about three times as many as it typically closes when a store doesn't do that well. The company told investors late Tuesday that it expects same-store sales to grow just 1% for the quarter that begins next month, lowering its previous guidance. The stock slumped 3.5% today. They said our recent performance does not reflect the potential of our exceptional brand and is not acceptable. We must move faster to address the more rapidly changing preferences and needs of our customers. Well, what do customers want? Well, they want to use a bathroom. They want to use our Wi-Fi. But having been a Starbucks customer very rarely, the reason why I am rarely a Starbucks customer is it is too damn expensive for a cup of coffee. I don't even like coffee. Why don't they have a root beer float? If my husband likes coffee, and I have friends that like coffee. So I'm like, all right, we'll go to Starbucks. Maybe I'll order a sweet tea at the most, but on one end, I don't blame these two gentlemen for not ordering anything because I really don't like anything on the Starbucks menu. I really don't. I don't drink any of that stuff. If they had a root beer float or a soda pop, I would buy it. So I don't blame these guys for going, man, we got to meet here at a Starbucks. And I don't even want to, I'm not going to spend $5 for a cup of coffee. So I get that. What I don't get is, again, if, somebody asks you to leave or wait outside until your party does come, like a lot of restaurants, they won't let you sit until your whole party's there. Why didn't they oblige and say, okay, we'll just wait outside until our party comes, then we'll get a table or something like that. I see both sides of what happened, but if they didn't want to purchase anything at Starbucks, I kind of don't blame them because I don't like doing it either. Starbucks needs to start selling some sort of ice cream or something sweeter and not so expensive. So that's what I would say customers want. Anyway, they say in the last quarter, we had an unplanned initiative related to the incident in Philadelphia that culminated in closing stores. So the closing of the store, and we kind of predicted that once they had to make such a drastic change and suffer such a PR debacle, something's going to give. Well, what gave? 150 stores plus all the employees out. That's what gave. Starbucks closed 8,000 stores in the afternoon of May 29th to offer their 175,000 employees mandatory anti-bias training. Outgoing chairman Howard Schultz said the training cost Starbucks tens of millions of dollars. The training also delayed the launch of Starbucks' spring and summer marketing campaign by about 2 weeks. To help boost sales, Starbucks is going to develop more healthy drinks, low-sugar iced tea, maybe for the more health-conscious customer base. But Frappuccino sales have fallen. Sugary blended Frappuccinos used to be up, but now they're going down. They went from 17% in 2015 to 5% to 4%. The company is also planning on boosting its digital initiatives and getting more customers to sign in for its app. Well, that would be a smart idea. You sign into the app, you order your, cup of coffee, then it's there for pickup, you grab it and you go. So, I don't think coffee, companies are going away anytime soon, but I think it's, what do people go to Starbucks for? Well, it's kind of like the whole cafe idea. Yeah, I'll have a little biscotti and a coffee. I mean, not my thing. I'd rather, like I said, eat something with chocolate. Rather have a corned beef sandwich. But they like to talk. They like to meet. They like to do work. They like to have a meeting. They like to have the Wi-Fi. They also don't like to be in a crowded area. And that's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that Now that more people get to use bathrooms, and some people say, I don't get it. Why would you just walk into a Starbucks to use a bathroom? Every time I'm in New York, or I'm in Boston, or I'm in a city, even the Las Vegas Strip, where there's not a lot of easy access to bathrooms, I start to panic. So there being a Starbucks would make me happy. Would I buy something to use our bathroom? Probably not. When I gotta go, I gotta go. I'm gonna run into Pete. So I don't really see how that's gonna help business. Again, it helps PR, but PR doesn't pay the bills. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. American Airlines is gonna cut an undisclosed number of management jobs. The top executives say are no longer needed. These jobs have not been needed for more than 4 years after merging with U.S. Airways. The company says there will be a combination of layoffs and buyouts over the next several weeks. CEO Doug Parker and President Robert Eastham told management and support employees Tuesday that the company needs to be more productive for its long-term success. American Airlines is the world's biggest airline, has 103,000 employees, less than Starbucks. The Fort Worth-based company earned $1.9 billion last year because of my baggage fees, my high-priced ticket, my $12 sandwich I had to buy. The U.S. airline industry employment has been growing for more than 4 years as carriers have become consistently profitable, according to the Transportation Department. And why are aircraft carriers becoming more profitable? $500-$600 an airplane ticket, plus $25 away baggage fees, plus paying for pillow, paying for blanket, paying for Wi-Fi, paying for food, paying for alcohol. They're making a killing. Looks like they need to make more money. That's the thing. Is it that American Airlines is losing money? Or is it that in order to keep your job, you need to show that your bottom line is rising? And the only way to show that your bottom line is rising is cut, cut, cut. So when I see this, I wish somebody incentivized for better customer service or making the news for becoming the favorite airline, like Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines has become one of the favorite airlines. Why? Because of its cost. Yet I had to look up a flight for one of my students who had to fly to Philadelphia for the boards. And I pulled up the flight. One way was $500. The return way was $3-something. He was going to be spending close to $900 for that flight on Southwest. But his baggage would have been free. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ron writes, why isn't being transgender considered a mental illness anymore? And he gives me the definition of mental illness. And we're going to be talking about that because I disagree. Somebody who is transgender, transsexual, transvestite, I don't think the DSM is going to be including that in their list of quote-unquote mental disorders. But we will review what the definition of mental illness is. And apparently, the World Health Organization has already planned to stop classifying transgender people as mentally ill because they have been described or classified as that now for as long as we remember. So the United Nations Health Agency announced Monday in its 11th International Classification of Diseases that they are going to change how we look at transgender people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
A vote on immigration is expected later this week. Ryan Patrick is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas. He explains some of the misconceptions that you're hearing out there in the media.
The Department of Justice, my office, is not involved at all with people who present themselves at a port of entry, at one of the bridges, to claim asylum legally. We are getting referrals from Border Patrol and other agencies who catch people who are crossing the border illegally. They can then make their asylum claim or any other claim that they believe they have after their prosecution. But the zero tolerance policy that was rolled out back in April by the Attorney General says that all people are to be treated equal under the law, which is we will take all cases referred to us by Border Patrol where there's probable cause to prosecute them.
This afternoon, President Trump will be participating in a roundtable on protecting American jobs in Duluth, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you're streamed optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So what Ron was saying in his email was, why wouldn't, by definition, somebody being transgender be defined as having mental illness if mental illness is defined as having mental anguish or having a psychological dysfunction where they have difficulty living their daily life in the situation they're in? I disagree. I would not put transgender under mental illness, mental disorder. It looks like it has been in the past, and the World Health Organization is changing that. But there's a variety of definitions of what a mental disorder is. This is the DSM-4 definition that I'll tell you, and you'll see why somebody being transgender would not fall under that. Okay? One is a clinically significant behavioral or psychological syndrome or pattern that occurs in an individual. So like somebody that would keep cutting themselves or pulling out their hair or rocking back and forth or, and by clinically significant, yeah, a lot of us will rock back and forth when we're cold or if we see a gray hair, we'll pull it out. But this is a pattern that continues to occur with not a lot of rhyme or reason. See? B is associated with present distress or disability. Now, this is what Ron was talking about. If somebody who's transgender is distressed that they're in a body that they're not, don't want to be in, would that be considered? Well, that's why it was classified before. It's not that most of us health providers agree with that, but that's probably why they got away with classifying being transgender as a mental disorder, because of the distress somebody may have on an ongoing basis. Or disability, impairment in one or more important areas of functioning. However, again, I disagree with transgender being lumped in with mental disorders at all because, again, they function beautifully. They function fine. They're well aware of what's going on. They may not be happy about it. Just like a lot of us may not be happy with our job. We may not be happy with our hair color. We may not be happy with our weight. It doesn't necessarily mean we are disabled. If a transgender person claims they are disabled in order to get transgender surgery paid for, that could put a monkey wrench into the progress we're making in not labeling it a disability or a disorder. So you see, it's tough. You know, you got to be careful what you wish for. But I understand how being transgender could be disabling. I don't think they have to be labeled having a mental disorder. That's ridiculous. They say, or a significantly increased risk of suffering, death, pain, disability, or an important loss of freedom. Now, here we go. With the DSM-4, an important loss of freedom. I get how Ron goes, well, that could qualify. I get that. They say, must not be merely an expectable and culturally sanctioned response to a particular event. For example, the death of a loved one. So, for example, let's say somebody goes, you know what? I'm just not going to eat. I can't eat, and I'm going to sit in a corner of my house and cry. Well, if they just lost their loved one, and that's what they want to do for the next few days, that happens. I mean, the Jewish religion, we have Shiva. For a week, I mean, if not longer, for some people. I mean, they're not going to want to go out. They're not going to want to cook. They're not going to want to clean. They're in mourning. And after about a week, we could usually get people out of the house and do what they need to do. But Shiva allows us to be there and be there for them and help them, etc. So that's considered non-mental disorder. A manifestation of a behavioral, psychological, or biological dysfunction of the individual. Neither deviant behavior, political, religious, sexual, nor conflicts that are primarily between the individual and society are mental disorders, unless the deviance or conflict is a symptom of a dysfunction in the individual. So, honestly, we don't have a really good clear-cut definition of what a mental disorder is, but the World Health Organization has, as of now, decided they are no longer going to classify transgender people as mentally ill. They announced yesterday in its 11th International Classification of Diseases that gender incongruence is the organization's term for people whose gender identity is different from the gender they were assigned at birth. This has been moved out of the mental disorders chapter and into the organization's sexual health chapter. I don't know if I would put transgender into sexual health. We keep sexualizing transgender and transvestite and a lot of it has not, trans doesn't necessarily have to do with sex. So I don't know if I would agree with putting this, I would maybe put it into an identity issue. Cause I mean, that's tough. You're born into a body you don't want to be in. You will have some identity issues. That's okay to say. I don't know if I would put under sexual health. So the change will be presented at the World Health Assembly, the World Health Organization's legislative body in 2019, and will go into effect January 1, 2022. The World Health Organization said the change is expected to improve social acceptance among transgender people while still making important health resources available. It was taken out of the mental health disorders because we had a better understanding that this wasn't actually a mental health condition and leaving it in there was causing stigma. So in order to reduce the stigma, while also ensuring access to necessary health interventions, this was placed in a different chapter. All right, here we go. Well done on that, on their part. Okay, LGBT groups are happy. I think it's a great idea. But you see what they just said, which now puts us back a few years in progress? In order to reduce the stigma of mental health disorder, quote, they are moving transgender out of the mental health disorder category into sexual health. Well, then what about those people that still fall into the mental health disorder? You see? The stigma is there. One thing that we've been trying to do in this day and age is destigmatize anxiety, destigmatize depression, destigmatize mood disorder. Bipolar, for example, bipolar has been afflicting many people, many artists, stars, and they've been coming out trying to say, look, it's not a mental disorder. I'm not a mental disorder, but I do suffer from bipolar. It's a disease. We are trying to get rid of the stigmas of mental disorder and accent the fact that this is a medical condition, whether it's a psychological condition or a biological or physiological condition, but it is a medical condition that we have to treat just like we have to treat and manage diabetes or treat and manage obesity. So good job for them pulling transgender out of the mental health disorder to avoid the stigma, but they're all that just that statement alone puts us back when we're trying to say people with mental health disorders shouldn't be stigmatized. So what am I saying? I'm saying we're not going to be able to be 100% politically correct. No matter what you do, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. All right? We are going to upset somebody. We are going to say something wrong. We are going to stigmatize people who shouldn't be stigmatized. And if somebody says, well, look, depression, bipolar, obesity, depression, those are diseases. Transgender is not a disease. We're taking it out. It's a sexual health issue. Well, are sexual health issues diseases? Do those need to be treated? Does transgender need to have medication, surgery? Some do. Some treat a transgender transformation just like a disease. So we got to be careful not to accidentally call it a disease. We're going to do something wrong and we're going to tick somebody off. But at least this particular move they made, I commend. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my Facebook listeners or Facebook followers apparently got pulled over, was not able to get out of it. She's roughly my age, it appears, middle age. Couldn't get out of a ticket, needed me to make her feel better, because she can't get out of a ticket anymore. That did it for me. It wasn't turning 40, It wasn't the boobs drooping. It was that I actually started to get tickets. When I was getting out of tickets my whole young adult life. It's hard. It's really hard what we women have to go through. You men are like women. Honestly, ladies, you guys deserve to get the book thrown at you. It's true. We play the woman card. I'm not going to lie. I have no problem admitting that I work the woman thing when I need to. And boy, did I work it when it came to, you know, getting pulled over. Well, Complex.com has a site talking about the 10 best ways to get out of a ticket. Now, before we go into these, I'm just going to give you my advice first, okay? No, saying I'm Dr. Dahlia, that doesn't. I mean, some people, they do know, and many officers do listen to my show. And I love our police officers, and I'm very pro our first responders. And so, you know, maybe that would help. But I always forget to do that, and I think that looks crappy when you start to name drop. You know, like I knew the sheriff. I brought that up once. That doesn't, who cares? And they're like, all right, well, then call the sheriff. He can help you. Yeah, I mean, they're going to still give you the ticket because they know people, you know, they got things to do and they got to get off the street. It's dangerous. So if you really want to get out of a ticket, appreciate what they're going through. Appreciate that cops are getting gunned down when they pull somebody over. Appreciate that their job is pretty damn rough. Appreciate that they get cursed at and flipped off and mistreated, and they're underpaid. So, just, you know, at the risk of looking like a kiss-up, thank them for their job and apologize for making them have to stop you. Don't admit to speeding. You know, ask if anything's wrong. Have your hands on the wheel, the 10 and 2 position, so they don't have to worry about you pulling something out. Make sure your windows aren't tinted. If you live in a, you know, city where it's not supposed to be tinted, have the windows roll down and so they could see you, etc. And, you know, and be obliging and help them out. Don't bribe them. Don't flirt with them. Well, that used to work for me. It doesn't work for me now. So for those of you 25, go for it. And I miss those days, and I flirted with them, and it worked. But now that I'm in my 40s, it doesn't work. Well, I mean, maybe it does. I just don't have the confidence to do it. I just can't pull it off, right? Don't offer them some of your sandwich. Don't offer them some water. They can't eat your food. They can't do that. I mean, if you have some fresh bottles of water, you could say, look, would you like some water? But, just be obliging, but you can ask them if they could just give you a warning. It's kind of a nice thing to do. Just go, can you give me a warning? Yeah. Don't say you have to go to the bathroom. That doesn't work. Don't say, well, I have to deliver a baby, because you don't want to lie. Well, according to Complex.com, they say, first, be polite and non-threatening. If you act like a jerk, if you try to act like you're tougher than the cop's in control. You're wasting the cop's time. He has to give you a ticket because you were stupid enough to get caught speeding. Be nice. You know, pull over. Immediately stop the car. Don't try to outrun him. Don't rifle around in the glove compartment. Have your, because that's what I do. I'm like, oh, license and registration. That's what he's going to want. So I'm deep in my glove compartment. Be careful. Nowadays, cops think you could be pulling out a gun. So wait until they ask you for license and registration. You reaching for license and registration also makes you look like you're guilty, like you were speeding. See, I look shocked. I'll sit there like, oh, really? I'll even throw a little southern accent. Oh, officer, I'm just so sorry. I was in such a hurry. I just lost my mind. Yeah, oh, honey, you're Southern Belle, aren't you? Yes. You're so handsome and burly. It used to work. It doesn't work anymore. All right? Next. You could piggyback on the unintended acceleration scandal. What they're saying is a bunch of cars accidentally accelerated. They say a vast majority of unintended acceleration cases were caused by people who got the pedals on their car confused. But they claim that the average state trooper doesn't know this. And so, if you get pulled over, you turn off the car, and you go, oh gosh, I'm just happy I didn't hit anybody. I could not control the accelerator. People used to say the brakes didn't work. They can tell if the brakes didn't work because they can see the brake lights. But if you claim you had an acceleration problem with the gas pedal, you might be able to get out of it. They say another thing you could do is be confused like you're from out of town. They say the trick is to not do 130 in the first place. But if you get pulled over for going 70 to 55 mile hour zone, and you thought it was 65, you may be able to get a warning. Okay, now, let's say he doesn't like Californians, and I'm in Nevada. Let's say he's like, oh, man, you California people come in here. Okay, then don't pick California. Pick a state where everybody loves the people from. Right? Like, everybody loves Louisianans or Hawaiians. Hawaiians is big. You got to be careful saying you're from Hawaii because people are jealous of you. They're like, okay, well, I have to be here in hot Vegas with no water and no surfing, so screw you. Alaska, too, they may be jealous. But say, I'm from Louisiana. I'm sorry. I'm in my friend's car. I did license and registration. But then when they see your license, then they know you live there. If you need to be at a life-changing event, like if your brother is heading off to join SEAL Team 6, that may work. Going to a hospital. Going on your way to a funeral. Which brings us to be pitiful. Cry. Sob. You know? I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry, my brother. I have to go to the funeral. You know, that may work. Crying may work. You know, another thing I've never tried, I've never seen this in movies, but one thing that I wonder is where you can't stop crying and you want to tell him your whole sob story, and it's such a bad sob story that he's like, you know what, just go. I'm sick of hearing it. So that could maybe work. Convince the city planners that they screwed up. When you get a ticket, take it to court and say, well, it's because of the street. You guys engineered the street incorrectly. They say there's a pretty good chance that the speed limit that was set there in 1953, right, is a little bit obsolete. And if it's a place where a lot of people die, you can say, you are so lucky I didn't die. I should sue you. A broken speedometer may work. All right. You could admit that you were speeding. Say, yes, officer, you know I was going 75 when the speed limit was 75, and that could have put me at risk of going 76. Ma'am, you were going 90. Oh, my speedometer doesn't work. Well, can you just give me a warning? I promise I'll take my car in to the shop. You can do that, right? Don't use the boobies, especially mine, because most officers cannot look all the way down to the feet. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.